Thank you very much, Chair. These were really good, extremely insightful inputs from distinguished panelists. As maybe you have seen how frantically my colleague and myself were taking notes of these important elements that were really shared by them. But this is, of course, it's not going to be the exhaustive list, but some summaries of the ideas. I think there were some points, very, very important points resonating with among different interventions from the different panelists. On the concerns, Chair, I think the number one was that, yes, there is a window of opportunities, but how commodity-dependent developing countries, for example, particularly those in Africa, can be capacitated to make the best of such opportunities. That's one concern, given that the starting point, technological or financial starting point, could not be not so comparable with certain developed countries. Number two were also about this importance of not doing it alone, but more paying attention to do it as a group. For instance, the geopolitical approach is not going to be a helpful solution. And also, some were saying that critical minerals are sometimes concerned as strategic minerals. And as long as countries are sticking to the national strategies, and then that would be quite difficult to achieve the policy convergence. And that was one of the concerns. Also, linked to that, when the different priorities are clashing with each other, it is difficult to achieve some balanced outcome. I think, Chair, this balance was really the key term, which really was highlighted by many panelists here. For example, what is the balanced price of certain critical minerals or critical mineral-related product, which actually gives a very good return on investment and work on critical energy producing countries, but at the same time, it does not go skyrocketingly high so that those products, such as electric vehicle battery storage, will not become too expensive and not be sort of to the level that it cannot be affordable by the majority of people in in both developed and developing countries. Of course, the concern was also on the security of the value chains, but also there was an issue of how we ensure the access to capitals, skills, research, and also free and sustainable market. And then again, that was mentioning of the importance of, you know, this should be done as a global team and not necessarily as following these national interests. On the policy convergences based on this, I think, again, it was really to have the convergence on defining to what is the balance? What is the balance that we really want to achieve? The balancing the critical energy balancing the energy transition perspectives, aspirations, and balancing the structural transformation imperatives, balancing the interests, not only economic, but social and environmental interests of critical energy transition mineral producing countries, but at the same time with the entire world, including the needs of developing countries which do not have those resources nor technology to benefit from the development on the critical energy transition, the development of critical energy transition minerals. So once again, the balance is very important. Second, and then I think this, a lot of people was, a lot of the most panelists were mentioning it, that there's a need for international coordination to achieve or to mobilize the support to help developing countries leveraging this opportunity. More coordination in terms of information sharing and inventories, also some joint efforts in knowledge sharing and getting into the new technology to unlock new potentials. This can be done as a kind of the team activities or collaboration. And this is the area where the policy convergence is very, very important. Also, I think that the panelists were saying that there are quite a number of multilateral agreements that can be used as the basis or starting point of this the coordination, policy coordination and policy convergence. And we should really continue with working again as a team to achieve the balanced developments. This was just a very informal summary of the points. Thank you.